All right, guys, welcome back. Going into the final hour here of 29, 28. Whoop, 29?
This is 29.
29. Adam.
29. All right. Piani, you ventured alone in search of forbidden knowledge. You flubbed your role, so now you're getting chased around by crazy psychics.
Maybe you shouldn't have given me the option to chase after forbidden knowledge in the first place.
Yeah.
Damn.
Adam.
Total GM railroad setup.
I know. Seriously. God, it's the worst. I am just terrible. All right. Let's see how terrible I am. Can you make for me, Miss Pick, a evasion save?
Oh, you dead.
I will give you a plus three because because you activated Omen.
Okay.
So you knew you had the head start.
So basically, I need a 12 or better.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Oh, he dead.
Nope, because now I can click and drag and roll the dice, JP.
Shoot those dice on the table.
Oh, you're gonna roll.
Bam!
Wow!
Yes. Oh! 16!
Okay, so we get a high speed kind of montage of you like running through the steam tunnels, like jumping over like junkies, basically like sprawled out on the ground, trying to make your way to safety as these three like slavering ravagers chase you through the tunnels, and imagine it like kind of like the scene at the end of Blade Runner where he's like trying to get away from Roy Batty.
I knew
and
you
like
were
going to
say that, dude.
Yeah, there's like rain.
I actually knew you were going to say that.
And like crazy. You know, we get shots of Piani like leaned up against the wall, like breathing hard, and then suddenly there's like a howling in the tunnels behind you somewhere, and you like take off running. And eventually you break out into the open, out of the lower tunnels, out into a market, and you've lost these madmen behind you.
Oh, I make like Forrest Gump and run all the way back to Swansong.
Okay. All right. So you you get safely back to the Swansong.
What time is this?
Like
what time
it's
of
like
day?
3 in the morning probably that day.
Okay. I would like to think. Well, go ahead. Then.
I was gonna say, so you get back to this one, you get back to this one song. You're like, okay, you've been gone all day doing this. You're like, I'm gonna get back. It'll be fine. We'll come home safe. You get there and you see in the like the dim light of the overhead lights in the area, you just see like three quarters of a huge, ghastly, spray-painted Higgs face on the side of the Swan
Wait,
Song.
He,
just like
she approached at the 190th degree.
Hey, man. You're making it so you can't see it from the angle, but I want us to see it as the audience, so I'm going to let her see it. So okay. we see this. You see it, and you like come running up, and you're just like sweating hard and like breathing heavily, and you stop and you look up, and you just there's this like malformed, partly finished Higgs face just like looking down at you from the side of the Swan Song.
I literally sigh. And just immediately go into the Swan Song, back to my room, hit the comms, and say, boys.
Middle of the night, everybody wakes up.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
No, I'm having a deep conversation with Pi over
dinner. Wake up, boys. We gotta go kick some fucking ass.
You barely say that. You like, you just hit that comms, and you can already hear like a thwomp of like the door going up, and you're and then pounds on your door.
The sound of the loudest shotgun pump ever made.
yeah, like Eric just flips on the comms. He says, "Oh boy, where are we going?" You know, he shows up with like a bandolier of grenades, his spike thrower, and his combat shotgun in hand.
I hit the comms again and like, meet me in the cargo bay. Bring everything you got.
Awesome.
Yeah, I go to the cargo bay.
Okay.
So does Aquarius.
All right. So everybody meets in the cargo bay.
Is everyone there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Pi isn't there. But
I guess it's 3 a.m., so I just like show up in my underwear with like a drink. I'm just like, Piano, what are you doing?
Bring everything you got. Everybody else has like armor and shotguns. I mean, you're just in your underwear holding a glass of bourbon.
I was talking deep philosophical stuff. What do you want? I'm just staring at all these
guns. You know, I realize I've been a fucking bitch the last little bit now.
Your words, not mine.
Since Sicarian's left, I know I haven't quite been myself. Well, it's time to fucking pull up the big girl pants, kids. We're going to go fucking beat the shit out of these fucking assholes who are keeping me from doing my job.
Wait, we don't even...
Okay. Follow me. Shut up, what? Higgs. Fucking
what job
shut
are
up.
You trying to do?
For an hour, I'm the fucking captain.
Follow no, I me. Gave I gave it to Johansson. He's the captain now. Outside the painter.
I just fucking leave if something.
Alferis is looking at Alferis as she like storms off. Looks at Higgs. Is like, do I go?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know what's happening. Yeah, I follow her. Do what? She's the captain now.
He gives the nod, and as he like walks off, he pulls the mag rifle off of his sling or whatever, and his beard and his mohawk projection turn into the top and bottom of a skull, and he walks off with
nice. Nice.
Eric, you want to, did you get some of the grip? We got a cart over there.
Eric's already, like, he's on the heels of,
okay,
of
I guess
Yanni.
I'm just saying that. I'm like, oh, okay, you're not here anymore.
And well, he's got a bandolier of grenades, you can see. I've got like 8 grenades on me.
I sit there and I'm thinking out loud. I'm like, if I go, I'm I just comms Piani. I'm like, Piani, hey. You there? Hello, Piani, come in.
Why aren't you coming?
I don't have any clothes on. Give me like, I need like a minute. Can you just wait?
I'll wait a minute.
Look, you can't expect these fucking two are weird ass. I'm sorry, but these are two weird-ass people that are ready to spring in the middle of the night.
Get dressed, grab your gun, finish your drink, and get the fuck out here, Higgs.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I kind of mosey back to my room. I'm just like, Pi, I'll talk to you in a bit. We're going to go kill some people. I mean, fuck it. We're going to go kill some people. Just put on some clothes and grab my pistol.
What's your weapon, Pi? Like, what are you, or Piani, what are you carrying?
I carry a laser rifle.
I've got a laser pistol. Steven's got his shotgun. I don't know what you got. So I guess I'm go and join the group.
I got a mag rifle, son.
All right. Combat leader Piani, where's everybody going?
I guess I join the group. I'm like, Piani, I don't need to know who. I don't need to know where.
You just have to imagine that this time I get to set up the shot as fucking angered Piani is being followed by a camera that's like sort of shooting up. And you can just kind of see the shadows and figures of the rest of the crew behind her. And as I'm sort of like fucking marching with an obvious purpose that this really fucking pissed me off and explaining like these guys were – I was going to talk to a guy about some technology. I had a vision. These guys chased me. They wanted to kill me and we're going to fuck them up.
Okay, I didn't need to know any of that. Just who we're fucking up. That's all you gotta say. Alfie, you do as she says, and Eric, this is how you win her over.
Yes, sir, Mr. Higgins.
Yeah, as you say that, he gives the nod. You know.
All right, Piani, let's go. I just got like stare.
Yeah,
Hick says as I'm Piani's already marching, 20 though, steps ahead.
Yeah,
like I just
She says that she's like 20 steps ahead, and when Hick says that, Alfarius jogs up and is like, "Piani, it's best if I lead. I've done a survey of your defensive.
Your defensive
capabilities."
He like looks back at him. He's like, get a load of it. He's like, yeah, man, I should be in the front.
You're right. I'm sorry. You're right. You want me to give you directions?
Yes. I have not been here.
All right. So we're gonna keep going straight a bit, and then there's gonna be a right, and then we're gonna go straight a little bit, and it's like through this little crevice, and then it's a left, and then another left, but then a right, further down.
He looks very serious as you say all this.
That'll be an alley, and that's where we're going. Got it?
Okay. If you could just give me the address, but yes, that's fine. We'll keep going.
I guess I then hand him the address.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
I do have that.
It's not even an address. Like, it's very much like similar. Like, go here, turn left, do this. Like, it's a list of directions because they don't have some addresses down here.
So as he takes the address, he like literally just inputs it into like a thing in his arm, and then you notice a shimmer turns on around his body.
Sweet.
And he marches forward.
All right. So what's the plan here, Piani? What do you want to achieve tactically? Are you just gonna like burst in and start shooting up the place?
I'm gonna identify the three guys I saw.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say those are the guys that tried to fuck me up.
Okay. All right.
My end goal is to make it to that door.
Yeah, man. All right. So, So you head back down there, and it was like I described it before. Like you all get to start seeing these, like, it's narrow hallways. So you're all kind of like one, one abreast. Who's in the front? Are you in the front, Alpharius?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so Alpharius is in the front. Piani, I assume, is behind. Like, you're next.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm probably third.
Eric is third, and then Higgs, you're taking up the rear.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So yeah, you're down in these tunnels. It smells like wet cement and BO, and like it's just awful down here. And there are people like passed out. Make a navigation check. Anybody. Well, Piani, you've got the directions. Make a navigation check based on intelligence. You can take a +2 because you've been here before, but you're going fast now.
Bloop.
Bring it on. Yeah, you aced it. Okay.
Oh, Jesus. I'm all fucking mad. That shit is mapped out in my head.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can all see Piani. Yeah, Piani's on a mission. So, yeah, you get down here into the underbelly of the tower, and you come into a round room, sort of. There's a column in the middle with a whole bunch of plastic and rubber tubing, some of which has been stripped away, so there's like raw wires. There's a couple of buildings to one side, and immediately as you come in or you start to get like into the room, you notice there are other people in the in this area. There are six of them. And they're standing kind of like on the opposite side of the room. I'll draw it out for you so you can kind of see what's going on.
Okay.
Don't worry. I just shoot everyone's.
Sure. Yeah. Like I get that. That's the plan for sure. So you kind of come in this way.
I still see the map.
Yeah. Let me just scoot you over. There you go.
All
right. And then there's like a vaguely kind of oblong room thing here. There's this big like pillar in the middle, and you all come in the edge of the tunnel, and on the other side there are some dudes clustered around over
there. Are these the dudes that I identify, or the three that I originally saw?
I mean, they're like tunnel scum, so they all kind of like look the same. But yeah, you're pretty sure these are the same dudes.
Yeah, I saw that guy with a cut off arm and the crazy cyber arm that wielded a blade. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah,
I see that guy. He's there.
You definitely spot that guy. Yeah.
Do you point him out?
Absolutely. I'm like, that fucking guy with the fake arm.
How large are these squares, Adam? Like, how far away are these guys?
Oh, these squares, they're probably like a meter a piece.
Oh, wow. So that's quite close. How big are grenade explosions? Let me see. Taking a look.
Let's look up the...
All targets within 5 meters. All targets within 5 meters. Yeah, so, as soon as Eric gets to act, I'm gonna levitate a grenade over immediately amongst that crowd and pull the pin.
Okay, well let's roll initiative.
Yeah.
Because when they see you come in, one of them points and shouts something in, I don't know, like Mongolian maybe. And they look and they go for weapons. So yeah, let's roll initiative here.
We got a 2.
That was a test initiative, right?
Yeah.
Secured.
All right. Well, they got also.
Oh, I guess I should change my name now too.
What is that it? In the...
Oh my god, I got a 2 also.
What's my everybody's gonna all go 0. At the same fucking time.
Not oh, me. I can't roll initiative until there's tokens.
Oh yeah, I also.
Yeah, you
got
can just roll a
what?
Roll a d8.
What are the fucking odds?
I think it's d8 minus 4. It's minus your dex, right?
It's d8 plus or minus your dex. Yeah, if you have a dex bonus.
Yeah, that's a 4 for me.
All right, Alfie, Eric.
Alpharius is in front.
Gianni, piano. Here we go. Higgs and Tunnel Scum. All right. So the Tunnel Scum got a 2. Alfie, you got a 2. Eric, you also got a 2. Did anybody not get a 2? Gianni, you got a 2.
Wilbur got a 4.
And then Higgs got a 4. All right, Higgs, you're the first to react. And then everybody else reacts. What do you want to do?
So before me, I see, what is Tunnel Scum?
They're just these guys. So you see a group, mixed group, men and women of varying ethnicity. They are speaking some kind of like mix of, like I said, like a Mongolian-based language with a bunch of other languages like built in to make sort of a pidgin. They're speaking tunnel speak, and there are varying degrees of human. Like they all have some kind of like shitty cybernetics, and their leader has a mind blade, which manifests as a sort of sickly green, crackling like sharp aura around one hand. The rest of them have bladed implements. One of them has a gun.
Okay, so I guess. I kind of like look at them, and I have my gun like half raised, and I look at Pion, and I'm like, these are the guys.
They're the fucking guys.
Well, all right, and I just take a grenade off my bandolier and just lob it over there.
Awesome.
What do I roll for the grenade again?
So, a grenade is a primitive weapon.
Combat primitive weapon.
Yep.
Stat bonus is dex, so that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. You always roll to attack AC 9.
Oh, hold on. Wait, can I use strength instead of dex on this? I can, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's a thrown weapon. Strength, let me see, grenade. No, grenade is just dex.
This is a terrible idea.
Oh, yeah, it totally is.
Assisted, nothing, 0. Well, I rolled a 3. Wait, that's okay. Is that just damage? It didn't roll an attack?
Oh, yeah, no, you were checking your skill, not making the attack roll.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Fuck.
That's been
forever since I fucking played this. To hit,
yeah,
short,
it's,
total bonus.
It's further down. Yeah.
Minus 2. The 7. There you go.
D20,
is that right? I rolled...
You add 9 for the armor class, but it's still a miss.
Okay,
so,
great.
So, yes.
I hit okay. 2 hit short, sorry.
So you throw it... I mean, you're kind of in the middle here. So where do you want it to land? Here? Here? Like, what was your intent? Or did you want to try to bank it off this wall and then into them there?
Oh, I'd do the bank shot if you're going to give me the bank shot.
I mean, that's your only option, right? Because you can't throw it through the column, so...
Yeah, give me a bank shot.
All right, so you pull the grenade, you throw it as hard as you can at this wall.
Yeah.
It hits the wall. Can you roll 1d10?
Surely.
This is how many meters it goes in a direction you didn't intend.
7.
Okay, so it goes 7 meters. Now I need you to roll, let's see, a D. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's roll a D6.
5.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh my god, it bounces 7 meters back in the direction you threw it.
Oh, is there anything Eric can do to like?
It's not your
turn,
dude.
It's not your turn.
Yeah, I know.
It's not gonna go off till next turn or something, right?
No, it goes off right away. So,
beige the people, Piani. Throws a grenade as hard as he can, bounces off the wall, rolls back at him. I love the military train too, because most guys are like, shove a grenade, but he's just like, boom!
He kind of eyeballs the shot. He's gonna be like, yep, all right, fucking 8-ball in the corner pocket. Woo!
I thought
you like wing it, and it flies, hits the wall, it bounces off of a duct, and comes right back at you.
I thought grenades had a delay.
So, hit or miss, here's the thing, here's how it works. Grenade users roll to attack AC-9 on a miss. It lands 1d10 meters away from the target in a random direction. Hit or miss, the grenade then immediately explodes for 2d6 damage to all targets within 5 meters. So, everybody in the party.
Just before the explosion, by the way, Alpharius turns, looks back at the group, and is like, Jesus Christ!
All right, so everybody make a luck save.
Oh god!
Here, oh boy!
Yeah, I rolled a 5.
Oh god!
Okay.
My luck is 9. No, wait, that's right.
I fail.
Who fails?
Yours is probably a 14 or 15 or a 12 or something, Jeff.
I pass. It's 11. Okay.
I would like to argue that this would trigger my terminal reflection.
What is terminal reflection?
Power triggers automatically when the psychic is likely to be unexpectedly injured within the next 60 seconds.
To be honest, Wheat, as a guy that just made a new character, it's really not that bad. Like honestly, I know you're attached to
fuck it. You.
Okay. So, yes.
I'm a fucking psychic.
Because it's the very first round of combat, yes, I'll allow you to trigger terminal reflection. What does it do?
It makes me realize at the moment that Higgs pulls the pin that this is not going to go fucking well. And, like, I just immediately, like, while everything's happening in slow motion, you actually see a normal speed Piani, like, just, just like, backing up.
I just want to think about this, everyone. These guys are literally, like, literally circle jerking in this alley. And you see Higgs walk in there drunk, throw a grenade, bounce off the wall, and it runs back to him. And then you just hear the explosion go off.
Just like lands in your bourbon.
Yeah.
Aw, shucks.
Well, just before Alpharius says, Jesus Christ.
So, all right. So what's the deal here? You want terminal reflection. What does it mechanically do?
It basically, the warning comes in time for the precog to halt an action likely to result in an injury.
Oh, okay, cool. So you want to just be, like, back here when that happens?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So everybody that isn't Piani, you make your saves. Higgs, can you roll 2d6 for me?
Yep. Does it hurt me?
We'll talk about that in a second.
Okay.
6.
Okay. So if you failed your save, you take – don't write the damage yet. You take 6 damage. If you succeeded, you would take 3. You take 1 less point of damage for each point of AC below 6 that you have. So, what's your armor class, Alpharius?
-1.
Okay, so you don't take any damage. What's your AC, Higgs?
I gotta find my character sheet. Ask Prosper.
Okay, what's yours, Eric? His name is.
My AC is 5.
Zidalar.
Roll 2d6 then, Eric.
You said, Eric, yours is 5?
Yeah.
Or no, this
so
is
that's 1 point below 6. So
yeah, so
I would take 5
damage.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So my AC is 4. Yeah.
You take 4 damage.
It's been a while since we last fought, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay, good. Cuz my sheet says I have 4 HP, so
No, you're fine. Yeah.
So let's see. Okay, good. I'm down to 6.
Okay. Cool. So Higgs, you throw the grenade, it bounces back, boom, blows up. Some of you, Alpharius, you manage to get kind of part of, like, you get out of the way, your shield absorbs the rest of the blast. Piani's way the fuck back here now. Cool. So, Alfie, Eric, Piani, and the Tunnel Scum, it's your turn. I'm going to add markers for everybody so we know.
So go ahead.
Like, when and where they move is going to be really important because Eric is just going to literally float a grenade into the middle of them and try to catch as many of them as possible with an explosion.
Okay, they're moving as you're moving, so...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess I would like turn, run, pull the pin on a grenade, float it forwards to them, and then let it explode. You know, making sure that it's just out of the range of my allies.
Okay. Let me add everybody here. So, Higgs. 20. Make these a little bigger so we can kind of see them. Yeah, there we go. Alfie. And Eric. Okay, so Eric, you are here. Alfie, you said you were in the front.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're like right there. Higgs, I guess you were back here. But you would have to move to throw the grenade, so I'm going to put
you... I think I'm up front with Alfie.
Yeah, put you next to Alfie. Cool, so the grenade landed like right behind you. Okay, and then Eric and Piani is back here. Old piano. Okay, cool. All right, so that's where everybody is, more or less. These guys are going to move. So they can move, what, 30, I think? So they can move the whole range of the tunnel. They're going to be rushing in to start knifing people. And then their dude with the gun is going to stay back here, and he's going to shoot. That guy's like clamoring. So these are just like slavering undercity mutant types. So they come running in to try and attack. So Alfie, what's your plan here? You can do it as they're running towards you.
If I see them rushing towards me, I think then what he does is he, like, realizing it's about to get close quarters, stows his rifle and then triggers his arm and his blade comes out, his personal arsenal, cybernetics. Okay. And he surges forward to the closest one and goes in for an attack.
Okay, cool. So you'll be attacking them. I just want to know if anybody else is moving, because you can be moving as they're rushing forward. I want to get everybody's final positioning before we...
I can't move, right?
No, you can move.
Oh, well then I'll just move. I'll stumble back next to Eric.
Okay. And I would start coming forward.
Okay, so these two will chase you into the tunnel. So you guys are outside of range of the gun dudes. Okay, cool. Alright, so that means that I'm going to move the tunnel up slightly so we all fit back in it. There we go. Okay. Eric, were you moving? Or did you stand your ground?
I guess Eric would kind of go back by Piani.
Okay.
Like, now that the group is sort of, like, moved apart, that's, like, his original plan isn't really going to work anymore. So he'd move basically next to Piani and then try to blast them with a spike thrower.
What the fuck, okay. Eric? You're supposed to
Higgs and Eric, you fall back.
Are we, like, Piani, both fighting to get behind each other?
Yeah, you fall back. You meet Piani partway down the tunnel. The scum with the rifle stays back there, and then Alfie, you get two of these scum dudes jumping on you with knives. I'm going to say the one with the mind blade is attacking you, Alfie. So
yeah, I think you would single him out.
Okay, cool. All right, I'm going to keep him up here so you're all tied together. Okay, all right. So I will roll for the scum, and then we'll roll for you guys. But it's all happening at once. Okay. So let me get their stats. Here they are. Okay. So they've got a plus something to hit. Plus two. Okay. So your armor, you said Alpha, your armor is minus one?
Yep.
Okay.
It's just a perfect 20. First roll.
Close, but now. Okay, and then total bonus in is one. Okay.
What's my bonus against him?
They come in, start hacking away at you, no dice. Your shield is just like hardening where the armor, where the weapons meet the armor. Their armor class is a pitiful five.
Okay. So I have
two
unarmed. As a level 5 fighter, I am at plus 3, and then I have 1 for dex, so that's plus 6. And then because of my body arsenal array, I get plus one on the damage. But I don't know what the damage is for unarmed combat. It counts as unarmed.
Okay, it's not combat primitive, so it's not like a sword. It's like you got.
I mean, it says describe it however you want. It comes in different shapes.
Okay.
So for mine, it's a blade, but yeah, it's just.
So it's one damage is 1d2 plus your strength bonus plus your ranks in unarmed combat.
Oh, okay, so it's just 1d2, then plus 2 because that's my unarmed combat, and then plus 1, so plus 3. Okay.
1d2 plus 3, yeah.
Well, that's not as cool as he'll be taking a sword next time, I guess. D20 plus, so he's 5 and I'm, so it's plus 11. 23, I hit him.
Okay.
1d2 plus 3.
Yeah.
4 damage.
Okay, cool. Alright. So you slash at this guy and his chest is sliced open.
How much, so just so that I can gauge this, because obviously if this doesn't do a lot to him, I'm going to do something else. Does it fuck him up? Does he have little health is what I'm looking at, or is it just like an iron arrow?
I mean, these guys are pretty tough to begin with. Okay. But, yeah, I mean, it's not nothing.
Okay.
Cool, okay. All right. So that's your set. Higgs, you get attacked twice. What's your armor class?
4, I think.
Okay.
Sounds right.
Okay, so to hit you, they got a 6 for their total bonus. And 6. All right, so one of them hits you with the knife that he's got.
All right.
So you're going to take... I don't even like know what the damage is for a thing that's not like a ginormous mono sword. I'm just like, this is scaled way the fuck back. Here we go, primitive weaponry. A knife. It's a D4. Okay. All right, you take 2 damage, Higgs.
All right.
Okay. And then the guy with the rifle is going to take a shot at Alfie. So he's got a total bonus of 3. Nope. All right, ricochets off your armor. Okay, cool. Did anybody else have
attacks? Oh, that was attack against me?
Yeah.
Oh, the shot? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Does anybody else have attacks to make? Eric, you got
to shoot. Yeah, I wanted to shoot at the scum that's like next to Piani. Like
that one?
Between Piani and Higgs. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Okay.
So let's see here. Shot combat spike thrower. That's a burst weapon, which means plus 2. So what's their AC?
Their AC is 5.
Okay, and then my stat bonus is 1 for dex, right? Yep, okay. Other modifier is plus 2 for burst.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Awesome.
24.
24. Yeah. So that's 3d8 damage.
Jesus Christ.
It's a shotgun.
Yeah, railgun shotgun.
Damn.
Okay, so I just vaporized one.
Yeah,
guy,
I was gonna say he had six hit points. So, all right. So this scum is like charging you. He's got a jagged looking knife. He's pulled it out of his shoulder and he like leaps at you. And then what happens? Describe the shotgun.
Yeah, I guess like Eric probably like expends a very small amount of psionic power to like whip his spike rifle into his hand from his back. Like that's his standard loading. Yeah, exactly. And then I just, like, one-handed point. Yeah, there's, like, this really stern look on Eric's face. Maybe it's not really something that we've seen from Eric before. But, it's clear there's maybe a little bit more to him than the big, lovable teddy bear.
Yeah.
He just looks this guy cold in the eye and just pulls the trigger. This guy's brain just disappears in a mist.
I would like to think that all of the blood splatter is just all over Higgs. But I just cover the bourbon cup with my hand.
Put your hand over it.
God, be careful.
Yeah, like I think the guy probably like leaps at you, and because you're firing a burst, right? So it's not just one burst of like sharp nails. It's like, and the guy, like whatever's left of him is still stuck to the wall.
Yeah, maybe
there's like a malfunctioning cyber arm, like trying to grab you, but it's not attached to a body anymore.
And I just look to Piani. I say, "Are you okay, Piani?"
And what are you doing? What are you doing, Piani?
I'm getting ready to fire a shot.
Okay, who are you shooting at?
I'm going to shoot at the scum attacking Higgs, or next to Higgs.
Okay, do it.
All right. To hit. So theirs is 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then my skill is 1. No. Projectile energy weapon 0. And dex.
Oh, yeah, and also next time you burst fire, don't forget, you actually did that guy 19 damage.
Because it was plus
2.
Right,
I'm going to yep. burst fire as well.
Okay. You have a laser rifle?
I do.
Okay.
Oh, and I get 1 for laser rifle, right?
Yeah.
Like automatically?
Yep.
Okay. I think I might have put those values in wrong, but we'll see what happens. Well, it doesn't fucking matter, does it?
Okay. Yeah, you missed real bad. Okay. So, yeah, several sharp red beams cut through the steamy semi-darkness, but you don't connect with the scum.
I think maybe at that point,
tangled up with Higgs.
There's still so much rage within Piani that she's just, like, fucking firing her rifle, like, God damn, these
hip shooting it. Awesome. Okay, cool. So you're just, like, going ham on those guys. All right, Higgs, it's your turn. What are you doing?
I'll just shoot the guy right in front of him with the pistol.
Okay.
I think I completely rolled wrong because that was like a 2 short hit. So laser pistol. Oh no, I guess I was using grenade last time. What is a pistol based off of for skill? Is that dex?
Depends on if it's. Oh yeah, dexterity. I was gonna say depends on if it's an energy weapon. Or...
Wait, what? The fuck is going on? This is really hard for me to do. Skill is 0. Dex is minus 1. Weapon bonus 0. And what's their AC?
Their armor class is 5.
24.
Nice. Yeah, you hit him.
All right. Roll 6. 4 damage.
All right. 4 damage on the guy closest to you. He's wounded, but not dead. So he's trying to knife you, and you're holding him back. You manage to get your pistol out, and you shoot at him. Maybe you like blow through his like ribs or something, and he screams, like grabs his chest, but he's pissed, super pissed. So he's gonna attack you, Alfie. You're gonna get attacked by 2 of them, and that mm-hmm. scum in the back's gonna cover with a shot. So does anybody want to move?
I'm engaged with the main guy. So yeah.
No, I think I'll stay exactly where I'm at.
I guess okay. I might step up like in front of Piani, so I've got an angled shot on that scum in front of Higgs.
So there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll right. just stay where I'm at.
Yeah, because there's this guy like trying to knife you and you're kind of holding him back and trying to shoot him. Okay, cool. So Alfie, go ahead and we'll do your attacks first.
All right. So I've got my blade arm out and I'm like fighting the guy or whatever, but the other guy shoots at me from the side.
Mm-hmm.
So Alfarius like triggers a button on his hand and his chest like literally opens up out of the side and he reaches into his chest and pulls out a mag pistol and then shoots the guy at his side.
Awesome.
And he's going to rapid fire shoot it, so it's not rapid fire, what is it called?
Burst fire.
Okay.
It's plus an additional 2, so now it's plus 13.
Yep.
Holy shit.
So it's a 23. And the damage is 2d6 plus 2 normally, but it's going to be plus 4 at this time because of the burst fire.
Alrighty.
So he takes 11 damage.
Okay, he just evaporates.
It's just 3 round bursts into the, like, 2 in the heart, 1 in the head type of thing.
Yeah, I think that at close range, like, the first shot just blows, like, a red mist hole in his chest, and the other two just finish the job. You're just kind of, like, and his whole torso is just misty, and he crumbles to the ground. Cool. All right. They were shooting at you, or they were trying to stab you. Didn't happen. The guy in the back's going to burst fire you. So his bonus goes up to 6. He might actually get to hit you this time. Nope. Okay. So yeah, he's firing at you, but the guys attacking you are blocking his shot, so he can't get at you. Eric, do you want to go?
Oh, yeah. Eric fires another burst shot at the one that's just behind Higgs.
Okay.
So where's the thing that I can click? It's so close. But so far, there it is. Yeah, spike thrower. So AC is 5, skill is 1, bonus is 2. Wow. Ooh, no. Blah. So there's just like an explosion of spikes that shatter against the wall next to you, Higgs.
Yeah, I just kind of like dodge that, kind of like drunk foo.
And now I'm out of ammo from my spike thrower, so I'd have to reload.
Okay, so turn. All right, Piani.
I will go ahead and also. Well, can I even make a shot?
No, but you can move. You can move past Eric if you want to.
Well. Can I? I'll hold my action then.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're at the end of the initiative order anyway, so
there's no point. No, I don't want to necessarily move in front of Eric, so I guess I just sort of put myself in a cover fire position. Okay. And just so that I know, where is the door that I was trying to reach from this perspective?
It is.
Basically, where this. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I guess I will actually put myself right next to Eric. I'm going to at least start moving forward.
Okay.
Yep.
Alrighty. So, Higgs, see you.
Yeah, I just try to shoot the guy in front of me, but miss.
Okay. So, the two of you are doing that thing where, like, you've got a pistol, and all you have to do is get it, like, straight at his face, but he keeps grabbing your wrist, and you're, like, shooting the ceiling. And
it's gun fu.
Yeah, he's trying to knife you, but it's not like cool or like at all. It's just really like desperate and uncomfortable.
Yeah,
a lot of like scrabbling.
I'm probably spitting on him.
Yeah, probably. It's hard. You're trying not to spill your
damn blood. Rascal.
All right, yeah. Alfie, would you like to go?
After assassinating the guy in front of him, he just like shinks in back his arm. Blade and just pulls the pistol on the other guy and tries to blow him away as well. D20 versus 13. Oh god, just miss.
Okay. Miss. Boom. Yeah, fire past him, hits the wall, and blows a big chunk of cement out and dust everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, he's going to try to knife you. Let's see here. We have a total bonus one for the knifing. Nope, no dice. So he hasn't learned. It's the slow blade that penetrates the shield, and he's just like jabbing away at your shield and not getting anywhere near you. This guy up here is gonna make a run for it. For this door. So he runs over the door, slings his like shitty rifle over his shoulder, and starts like trying to undo the lock on the door. He's like pulling the pulling the lock open. Eric. Piani.
Yeah.
You two undo.
So there's one scum in the room who's running towards the door over there.
Yeah, there's one tangling with Higgs.
One's running to the door?
Yeah.
Eric is going to run past the one tangling with Higgs. Are there attacks of opportunity in this game?
Only if you try to disengage from someone.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to run like next to Alfie.
Okay.
And then... it's grenade time. I telekinetic a grenade straight next to that guy's head and pull the pin.
Okay. All right. So, is there like any particular like mechanism for this?
What do you mean by mechanism?
Well, like, because you're trying. You're basically the reason you're floating it towards him is so that you don't have to throw it, so that it might not bounce.
Yeah, exactly.
But it doesn't mean you can just use it to like drop explosives on people whenever you want, and not have to roll.
Whatever you say, Adam. I mean, I saw it as like I'm spending power points instead of rolling, and I think that in order to manipulate a small mechanism like a grenade pin, then I have to spend more power points than just like the basic level.
Sure, that makes sense. The cost isn't in rolling; it's in that you can't just do it a bunch of times.
Right. So let me see where I find that psionics, telekinesis. So let's see, complex manipulation. So like. Like remote manipulation is just as if I was holding one hand. Telekinetic press is one hand, so I have to use a level 3 power in order to use two hands, which pull pin and hold grenade. Okay. I think counts. So
sure, yeah. And so it's not like you're like, I wouldn't make you roll to physically pull the pin and walk over and set it at his feet, and this is the same level of telekinesis. It's as if you were doing right. that.
Yeah, so, I'm just spending okay. 5
So he'll just get the luck save, and then we'll see what happens.
Okay, yeah, so let's see.
All right, so he's got a luck Boop. Save. He's got a luck save of 16. Oh. Survey says...
No almost dice. That okay. one, but that's
so
good.
So 2d6 damage, minus 1.
Ah, 4.
Okay, so...
Or three, rather. Yeah.
This guy is vaguely scorched by the
grenade. Sends it over to him, but it like still wanders off to the side.
Yeah, like it flies over to him, but he
that hurt.
He throws his arms up and like hides behind his armored coat, and it throws shrapnel into it, but doesn't do it too much like that. Cool. Okay. And the guy attacking Higgs is going to try to knife him with his attack bonus of 6. Yeah, you get knifed, Higgs.
Oh, shit.
For...
This is Prosper all over again.
2 damage. So the arm you're using to try to hold him back is just starting to get, like, you're getting defensive wounds. You've got, like, deep gouges in that arm and in your hand.
All right.
From him trying to knife you. Higgs, it is your turn.
I try to shoot him and miss. At point blank range.
The alcohol is really taking a toll on Higgs.
Okay.
Hold still, goddamn.
Me? Did I? I don't think I got a turn.
That's true. If you want to do something funny.
Yeah, so can I actually move to where Higgs is and then fire on the scum?
Yeah, you can stand here and shoot.
Right, yep. Right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay. 0-0 weapon bonus. Shit, I already did that. Fuck, I fucked up. What is AB again?
Your base attack bonus for your class.
Okay, which I don't have any. So weapon bonus is 1.
Oh, am I supposed
burst
to...
fire is 2. Enemy okay. AC is 5.
Mm-hmm.
And roll that shit.
Oh yeah. Okay, no problem.
I hit something.
Yeah, you did.
Great. That's 1d10 twice, or...
What did you roll?
It's burst fire.
Burst fire, so it's 1d10 plus 2 damage, yeah.
I was like, what is he shooting? 2d10? Holy
Christ. Oh, yeah, you blast him. Nah. So he's trying to fight Higgs, and he's like slashing at Higgs's arm, and Higgs is trying to shoot him, and you just walk up and just put your gun up against his head and just poof, lights out, just right through the side of the head, and his body's
so I guess the second two shots actually just hit the wall because of
you just follow him down, right? You're in rage mode. You're just like, yeah, make sure he stays down. The weird thing about firing a laser weapon on burst fire is there's no recoil.
Right.
So it'd just be like, I can fire whatever I want, and just you'd have to like really retrain to use energy weapons if you were used to like weapons, because you'd be pulling down and you'd end up pulling every burst into the ground. But yeah, you know how to use an energy rifle, so you just like follow him to the ground and he's toast. Higgs, it is your turn. Your enemy is
security shot
slain.
Yeah,
right. That's right. We skipped you.
Since we kind of like messed it up, I just shoot the body a bunch.
Okay. Do you want to move?
No. I just stay here and kind of like shoot the body a bunch. I'm all right. Where
boom.
I'm at.
Boom. Boom.
Yeah. I just boom. Keep taking shots. Exactly. Move the gun closer as I do.
All right. There's an extended firefight going on behind you, Alfie and Derek. What do you two want to do?
Well, I missed the last time, so. He kind of furrows his brow behind his projected mask and burst fires for the final time on this clip.
Okay.
Gets a 24. 2d6 plus 4. And I imagine assassinates him as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You obliterate that scum. Do you want to move?
So a guy, like, he vaguely... Well, I mean, he actually, like, has the whole room mapped out, I suppose, and knows that a guy went out through the door, so...
Well, he hasn't gone out yet. He got distracted by a grenade.
He moves towards him.
Okay, yeah, you can cross the room to him.
He like Terminator walks towards him, and I can't reload in the same action, so he's just probably actually puts the pistol back in his chest.
Okay, cool. So, like, you got a RoboCop holster, like, in your ribs?
Yeah.
Sweet. All right. I need to go cyber dude. Eric?
So, what's a reload action like?
You do it instead of shooting. But you can still move.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm going to pull out my combat shotgun then.
Okay.
So,
I have you two shotguns.
Yeah. And then, let me see. Where's my damn sheet? There it is. Yeah, and then I'll oh no, sorry, it's not a combat shotgun, it's a combat rifle. Okay.
Gotcha.
Cool. Yeah. So yeah, and then I just, you know, take aim and fire off a shot at that guy on the other side of the room.
Okay, do it.
So let's see. Two hit is AC 5. Stat bonus 1 and no extra modifiers. Nope.
Miss. Okay. Bullet ricochets off the wall in front of him. Piani?
I don't think I can move and fire, or can I?
Yeah, you totally can.
Okay, so I will go ahead and square up next to Eric, yep, and fire my shot.
Yeah.
Which looks to be a plus 8. I'm just going to roll short, plus 8. Oh, shit.
He was just nice. He was just about to surrender too.
He was just about to retire. One day next.
That's right. He was gonna get out of this whole scum outfit.
Yep.
go back to school. All right. Roll your damage.
All right. I actually hope I roll a 1.
So I think, like, as Alfie is stalking towards him and Eric is shooting at him, he's like, yeah, dropped his gun and he's put his hands up and he's like saying something in his weird like tunnel speak and then
yeah.
But it's happening while you're. Yeah, go ahead and roll that.
I think Piani's yelling like, "What? What the fuck is saying?"
I can't hear you over the sounds of these lasers. Oh shit. My god! Ah, you damn. Fucking wrecked him. He's dead. He's so dead.
Maybe like as everyone's just kind of reacting to that, I just slowly walk over to the guy and then just shoot him a bunch of times.
Well. What are we doing, everybody? Boom, boom, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Just for a little bit of fan service. I feel like Alfie needs to turn to Piani and say, "Wow, you're really hard."
I don't even know if Adam gets that reference, but I think everyone else will.
That was so funny. My God. Our goal in Dark Heresy, Adam, for the longest time was Wheat had this character, Piani, or Frix.
Frix Pilgrim. Frix Pilgrim.
Yeah. And my character's goal was to make her hard.
Like yeah. You. Yeah.
It was a bond, yeah. I will make Frix hard like me.
The funny thing about that is, yeah, I didn't watch much of Dark Heresy, but I wrote that bond in Dungeon World. So, yeah, I'm familiar with the making hard of players by nice. Other players.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah, well, you've dispatched the tunnel scum that tried to kill you, Piani.
I mean, I feel like in just the most proud way possible, I fucking strut, like, fucking laser rifle on the shoulder, and I strut up to that door, and I knock.
Cool. All right. Well, that's probably a good place to close it up.
Yeah, over her shoulder, I take out my pistol, I'm reloading it and stuff like that, but yeah.
Cool, so everybody's getting ready to go see what's in the room, and that's probably the end of the episode, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool stuff.
Cool.
All right, let's do some shout-outs, and we'll call it a show. Steven, start us off.
Y'all, thanks for watching and for playing. Of course, I have so much fun with Swan Song. Today was a lot of fun for me. Man, every time I play Eric, I just have, like, more fun with him. He does really cool stuff out of combat, and he does really cool stuff in combat. I'm really happy. If you want to know more about what I'm doing and possibly want to see pictures of toast, guacamole, and poached eggs. You should follow me on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram now. All of it at Silent Osiris, the O is a zero. I am one of the game designers working on Roller Coaster Tycoon World, so if you're into the Roller Coaster Tycoon series, you should definitely check that out. Just Google it. It's on Atari's website. Thanks for watching, and I'll see y'all next time, or whenever between now and then that we set up.
Awesome stuff. Wheat, do some shout-outs.
As always, love Swan Song. Really interested to see where Jeff's character goes. You guys know where to find me, DJ Wheat everywhere. streaming a little Rocket League this weekend, doing my normal thing. Twitch Weekly on Friday, all that good shit. Also hanging out with my family who are here, and watching TI5. So hopefully you got a good time. We'll see you next time. Peace.
There you go. Jeff, do some shout outs, also known as E Holmes, number one fan.
Oh, jeez. it's a best of three, man.
Yeah.
This one's not going so well. But yeah, thank you all. The reception for Alpharius was nice. To be honest, like a lot of people were asking about the character leading up to this, and Adam and I kind of worked together to make him just today. So I don't have some grand dark scheme with him, or do I? I don't know. No, I don't. But there is some backstory that'll be coming out, and I'm really excited for him. A lot of people, I hear the criticism, or not even criticism, but comment, you know, like, I always play fighters, and there's a lot of times they're like a character that is a projection of myself. The fact of the matter is, this group needed a fighter, so I was pigeonholed into my favorite role. Oh, gosh darn.
You were forced into it.
Oh, shucks.
Bending my real arm about it. So I actually really do like fighters, and for Team Symmetry, I felt like we needed one. But I am aware of the fact that I want to try to push myself to play different characters, so I did this voice thing, and it's supposed to be in relation to how just completely piecemealed and fucked up he is, and there's other implications of it and stuff like that too. So I think it'll be fun, and it'll be a little bit more role-playing dense as opposed to more character-based, which I was actually really happy with Sakarian. I thought he was actually a different character from what I played in the past. So it'll be fun, and I'm excited, and a lot of people are saying they're having a fun time with it too, so that's good. And he is obviously of more comedic nature, because that's just the fucking speech impediment, man. What are you going to do? As far as like moving forward, yeah, just, you know, all the usual stuff. Please do follow all of us on Twitter. That's a great way to support us. I'll be streaming on Twitch as usual. I'm going to be in England for the Gfinity tournament. It's an 8-man tournament. It's a really elite StarCraft tournament, but they're all really good players. It'll be really fun. And then the atmosphere is relaxed. We're hosted by Richard Lewis, and casting is Huck, Stefano, and myself. So you're guaranteed some tomfoolery. So, you know, check it out if you want to. And then when I get back, it's right back to some more Swan Song and streaming and all that stuff. So thank you very much.
Good stuff. Last but not least, Adam, do some shout outs.
I'm just finishing the Reddit thread. Hold on. There it is. Okay. So yeah, Q&A over on Reddit. As usual, we'll post the links on Twitter and in chat. You can follow me on Twitter at SkinnyGhost or on Twitch, twitch.tv/AdamCoble. I'm filling the space between having finished Shadowrun Dragonfall and when Shadowrun Hong Kong comes out with just some miscellaneous games I haven't had a chance to play yet. And I'm right in the middle of Transistor, which is super fun and totally gorgeous. I hadn't had a chance to play it, so I'm rectifying that problem now. So you can come and check that out over on my Twitch channel. I post my schedule on Twitter whenever I stream. Otherwise, you know where to find me for the GM stuff. Right here. A lot of people have been asking when the next Swan Song GM turn is going to be. I'm just working out scheduling because I don't want it to be right in the middle of a West Marches episode. So once those things are scheduled, I'll post those on Twitter as well.
I think you're clear for Saturday. We're going to try to play Sunday. So.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so it'll be this weekend either way, and I'll let all y'all know over on the Twitter. So follow me there.
Cool stuff. All right, thanks everyone for watching. That's it. We're done. We'll see you guys next time. Have a great evening, and we'll let you know when we're playing again as soon as possible. Bye-bye.
Bye.